Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, hour number two. We got Dan Wokey of the Los Angeles Times, who covers the NBA and the Lakers for the LA Times. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get more into what's going on with the Lakers and maybe even around the league. There's some other news. Chris Paul out 6 to 8 weeks with a thumb injury. The playoffs start in about 8 weeks, so he should get back just in time for that. But we'll talk about that and more with Dan Wokey. But Rob, let's stay with basketball, but move to college. And big story over the weekend, you just heard Brian Finley giving the update. But Wisconsin playing Michigan, Wisconsin beats them by, I don't know what the final was, maybe 16 points, something like that. Juwan Howard upset because the Wisconsin coach called a timeout with 10, 15 seconds remaining. Juwan didn't like it. After the game, he and the coach, Juwan, they're walking to do the handshake, and Juwan's going to walk by the coach. The coach kind of grabs him and, hey, you know, just
nothing
wanted to say
like crazy.
I'm glad you said that because we'll get into that. Let me just explain it for those that didn't know. And he grabs him and they're discussing. Juwan's clearly more heated, kind of grabs the coach by his shirt and they start discussing. People surround him. And then, you know, the players kind of converge and the coaches. And then Juwan slaps one of the assistant coaches for Wisconsin, and then Rob, thankfully, it didn't escalate too much because it escalated. where it was almost a brawl between the teams.
Right.
And thankfully it didn't become, you know, spill into the fans and fans getting on the court and things like that.
I saw a quote.
But that certainly was possible.
From Tom Izzo saying it reminded him of the Malice in the Palace, which was a little different because players went into the stands.
Right.
But it looked like
I get where Izzo's coming from just because it looked like it may have had that potential at one point. You know what I mean? Because it was getting ugly, but thankfully it didn't escalate to that or anything close. But anyway, Juwan Howard was suspended 5 games, as we heard. And Rob, I said this morning. I believe that Juwan, there were some calling for his firing.
There was a column in the Detroit News.
For many different calling
Chris,
for him to
did
be
you
fired.
See that?
Yeah. Yep, I saw it. On our show, Kevin Wilds only thought he should get a 2-game suspension. I said this, and I still believe it. I think Juwan Howard should have been suspended for the rest of the season. Not just the regular season.
Postseason,
Big Ten tournament. Yep. Yeah, whatever. If they go to the NIT or whatever, they luck up and win the Big Ten tournament and get in the NCAA, whatever. He should be suspended for the rest of the season. It seems, Rob, to me, and I've known Juwan, I don't know him that well, but obviously covered him, talked to him in the league.
You know, covering the league over the years, right.
And a great guy from my interactions with him, and always kind of carried himself very maturely and, you know, just seemed like
a mellow guy, Chris.
Yes.
Right?
Like the adult in the room is a term people have associated with him. But it seems like he may need anger management classes because – you know, this was the second time with the Maryland coach last year, Mark Turgeon. Juwan had to be held back. And it's like, what is going on, dude? Like, relax. And so that's my thinking, Rob. I don't think he needed to be fired. If it happens again, then yes.
That would be a third strike, Chris.
Right.
I think that if he does do it again, he probably will. I think he got a slap on the wrist. 5 games is nothing. In a bad season. Right. 5 games is nothing. And it doesn't look good when you got your butts kicked. You know what I mean? In the game. And this is what you're doing. Where you're reaching over four people to slap somebody. It wasn't like the guy was up on him. You're reaching across, you know, a group of people to hit somebody. I think there's something wrong there. I'm with you. I always come down harder on coaches.
You think he should have been? It sounds like you think he should have been fired.
No, not fired.
Okay.
But suspended the rest of the year. You can't coach. You need to think about what you've done. It's a terrible example for the kids. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
It's a terrible example because you can't ask your kids to be cool-headed when you're hot-headed.
And kids will think, like, if something happens where they have a verbal altercation with an opponent or something – it is possible that a kid, whether subconsciously or consciously,
will say, look what Coach did.
Right.
Coach went at him.
I'm punching dude.
We're not
That's
taking
how we
it.
Do.
Exactly. Like we don't take anything from anybody. And I think it was just, it's a really bad look. And I was disappointed. I got to admit, Chris, when he explained it, can you just apologize and admit that you lost your temper? And this will never happen again. And I'm better than this. This is not Michigan basketball. This is not Juwan Howard. Just apologize.
Right.
I lost my – we all have moments.
He had to end up doing it again, right? You heard the statement that Brian Finley just read.
Right.
That's what he said. But why didn't you say that in the first place?
But he should have said that when – right. This is exactly. Just say it. And people can accept, Chris, we all are fallible, right? We all make mistakes.
Right.
We could say, okay, and he could say, as long as I'm Michigan coach, that'll never happen again. I deserve, the kids deserve better, and this university deserves better.
Yep. I agree. You say
Juwan,
it like that. Nobody's really calling for
Who's
your head after that.
Nobody.
Right?
And no one will
you
be
owned
like
it.
Yeah, you owned it. You made a mistake. I'm going to do better. I'm not going to do this. I'm never going to embarrass my university. Come on, man. Taking swings at people.
That was just ridiculous, Rob.
I agree.
That was like, what? What are you doing? And, Rob, I'm glad when we started talking about it, Because when I was explaining how it happened and the coach kind of grabbed Juwan, I'm glad you stepped in and said what you did, because everybody's like, and we've even heard commentators say, you know, you can't put your hands on somebody. Look, there are degrees to everything, folks. When people are saying you don't put your hands on somebody, it's not like he grabbed Juwan by the collar and was like, dude, what do you, you don't want to say hi to me? You don't want to shake my hand? Rob, if you and I were doing the show together in person and, you know, you were upset or something and I grabbed your elbow like, man, look, let's talk about this. That's not grabbing you in a threatening way. That, you know, you could be justified turning around and slapping me. He put his hands on me. I mean, I just think that was a convenient excuse that a lot of people were using.
Yeah.
That the guy put his hands on me.
And here's another thing too, Chris. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but be careful who you hear from, because all of, you know, former players are going to apologize for him and make an excuse. He touched him. Oh, look, ain't nobody touching me. And we just can't, like Chris and I, we can't roll like that. We got to take it. Look at what happened and keep it real. Because if this was Tom Izzo and he did that, you know I would be saying the same thing.
Right.
I would. The way I said it about Bobby Knight when he was a coach and these other guys who have been, you know, doing stuff and roughing up kids or whatever it was, it ain't right. And it ain't right to see a coach at a program like that do something like that. It's just not, it's a bad look for everybody involved. And I don't know what the assistant coach said and that angered him so much.
There's no justification, right.
There's just no – you can have that conversation as adults, Chris.
Right.
You can get the way that he was talking to the head coach. You know, if it gets a little fire, we've seen NFL coaches go at it. You remember, right. You know, like they got a disagreement right after, or I've seen Bill Belichick give that dead fish handshake like 2 seconds.
Right.
Like he don't want no part of the other coach. We go, all right, and he's on his way. That says all you need to say.
It the problem was it got physical.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, Juwan can be upset. He kind of was pointing in the face of the head coach. Hey, it's fine. Don't get physical. It's fine. People were reported, oh, wow, they were heated. But it would stay there. It's when it got physical that was when it became a problem. And, Rob, you brought up Bobby Knight. And I've heard some people say, well, Bobby Knight used to do that. Guess what? The legendary Bobby Knight got fired 20 years ago.
He did.
Fired.
They finally
did. And it's a different day. And you notice, Rob, I'm on this show constantly saying I don't mind hard coaching.
Bobby Knight wouldn't last today, Chris.
He would not last today. Remember when John Chaney kind of almost went after John Calipari?
He said, I'll kill you.
Right. It was a story, but it didn't become like this Juwan Howard situation, because some people are making this racial, Robin. I know you've seen it. You know, brothers take, I'm disappointed in your thing, you know, about Juwan. And look, sometimes we behave badly too.
Yes.
Right? Everything isn't, oh, I just did it because of racism. No, sometimes we just made a mistake. Sometimes we just did the wrong thing. That wasn't racism. That was Juwan making a bad decision.
It's bad.
And when we say, I brought that up because John Chaney didn't, when he went after Calipari, that was years ago, Rob, not that long ago, but it was years ago. And it wasn't like this, because things are different now. John Chaney's black.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, because some are saying, well, when white coaches do this, they get away. Well, John Chaney got away with it.
Yep, John Chaney.
You know,
he said he threatened
fired.
To kill a guy in front of in a press conference.
In a press conference
for people for the young heads and the people who don't know. Go look up the video. Go look how angry he is and what he says in that press conference. So I'm with you. I'm not going to do that. If I thought there was an issue, we've always called it out. Whether people like it, who are white, who disagree with us, Chris, because there's times when Chris and I are very heavy on a race issue or something that's out there, and then we'll have some listeners not happy with that, and then black people like that part, and then vice versa. But this, I agree with you. I don't care. If this was Tom Izzo, I'd be on his head today, Chris.
Absolutely.
I'd be on his head the same way I was when I was on Tom Izzo's head. What was the kid during the tournament?
Yeah.
You remember?
He grabbed him and yelled.
Yeah. He grabbed him.
It was his old player. Yeah.
Go Google it. I was on Undisputed. I ripped Tom Izzo for that.
Right.
Touching the kid and grabbing him on national television and embarrassing him.
Yep. And so those are our thoughts on the Juwan Howard situation. He got 5 games, basically the rest of the regular season. So apparently he'll be able to coach in the Big Ten tournament. Rob and I think he should have been suspended the rest of the season, regular season and postseason. Think about what you've done, you know, cool off and come back next season. But, you know, he only got 5 games. So what do you think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Was the punishment for Juwan Howard too much, too little, or just right? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in Season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So in life, throws you uh-ohs. Just say, better get Mako.
Go to Mako.com for an online estimate today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, a Magic City Monday here. And we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you, as always, by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help get you back on the road. One being their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with over 5,600 locations in the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone 877-99 on Fox. The punishment for Juwan Howard, a 5-game suspension. Too much, too little, just right. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Tim in Atlanta. What's up, Tim? You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What up, Chili Tim?
That's right.
just chilling. How you guys doing this evening, man?
Man. We are great, my man. We are great.
I want to go a little micro level, if I can, real quick. You know, I told you guys I retired as a forensic psychologist at the DOJ.
Yes.
And, you know, we always say that sports is a microcosm of society. I'm not really surprised at the anger that we have going today. I think it's just something that that's commonplace. And but I think he needs to be suspended for the rest of the season or maybe even fired. Because I think if we don't start getting a deterrent on this stuff, you know, you're going to have people storming the Capitol, road rage, you know. It's just there's a lot of anger right now. And, you know, just from my professional opinion, if we don't start putting deterrents out here, man, it's only going to get worse. So I say he should get suspended for the season, maybe even fired. You got to set an example.
Now, Tim, and Chris brought it up. Last year he had to be restrained. That's a second.
Right.
This is not like this is like didn't happen already. So that's why I think this is like, Chris, a 5-game suspension. Given that it was like, you know, like they really had to hold him back last year.
Right.
Tom in Tucson, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob?
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
All right. Hey, I love you guys' show, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Hey, I think Juwan needs to listen to Ice Cube. He needs to check himself before he wrecks himself.
Very good.
That's
all I had to say.
I mean, Juwan's got a promising career. If he were fired, Rob, I have no question he'd be probably to hire to an NBA staff.
He can,
pretty
yeah,
quickly as an assistant.
Yeah,
he'd be taken care of.
But when you're dealing with kids, though, Chris, I think the onus is, the responsibility is a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Right? Because of the example thing. And you just said it. Because if a kid goes buck wild, the coach is going to tell me to stop?
Right.
You pimp slap somebody after a game. You take away some of your authority. Right.
You take away some of your authority with the kids because they're almost looking like you, like you just like one of them.
Right, no doubt. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
My uncle from another mother, my brother's behind the board. Hey, I'm glad none of y'all caught pneumonia after Steph was splashing around last night for 50 on y'all in Cleveland last night.
Oh, listen to you.
I believe that was the greatest offensive performance we've ever seen.
Too bad. Once they told him that he could have made the record, of course, he missed the last three shots.
He did. He almost lost the game.
Yes, he did.
He did. I'm objective. I'm
admit it.
Real.
Am I right? Keep it real.
But
Sean, keep it real.
He was trying to get the record.
Team player.
But it
still was the best.
He was booking them on purpose.
It still was the best performance. That was unbelievable.
All right, Sean, go ahead. What you got on this? Curious to hear.
So my take, man, is look. I think y'all are looking at this the wrong way. I think Juwan was feeling the pressure. I feel like he was getting too much. He wasn't ready for this job. I mean, he had a few assistant coaching credentials, but a lot of it, I feel like he was just hired because he was part of the Fab Five, and he represented so much of what Michigan is.
But he had a lot of success. Didn't they go to the final
year?
They
had a ton of success.
He did. But then it's a whole different grind as a head coach. You're out there hitting the streets. You're out there recruiting kids. And then you got to deal with the game. And what were they, number two going into the season? And now all of a sudden they're barely thinking about, barely doing anything inside the final
day. They were number four. It's a disappointing season.
No, there's no doubt about it. But Sean, as a coach.
So what are you saying? What's your point?
Yes, like. You don't let him off the hook. It's a worse punishment to make him finish out the season. Make him play every single
game.
No,
my man, stop it, Sean.
Let him get clowned.
That ain't no punishment.
At the end of the season.
You could.
Oh, and then fire. So you're saying let him and then fire him at the end. So what if they go to the tournament and make a run?
God bless him, man. There's no way.
Right. What if they won? What if you let him coach
and then win the Big Ten
tournament,
and then get to the
NCAA, and maybe get to the Sweet 16 or the
you
Elite
can't
Eight
fire
or something?
Him then.
Y'all were just saying he barely has NIT. Come on, man. That's a lot.
No, but we're just asking. Right. You saying he can coach the rest of the season. We've seen worse than that, Rob.
Exactly.
Remember NC State when they beat the Five Slamma Jamma?
Yep.
They only made it because of the ACC tournament. They're a mediocre squad, and then they
go on
and win the whole thing. So,
thanks, Sean.
Sean's off on that
one. We can't do that one. Yeah. Swade in Memphis. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Swade?
What's up, guys? Man,
what's up?
I love you. I love your guys' show, man.
Thank you.
I'm going to say I'm a Miami Heat fan, so this is double jeopardy for me.
Right.
So, Chris, man, like, I started listening to you. Used to be, like, just spot on every time you relayed any information when it came to the Heat. That's why I was always excited to see you on TV and, to get information. But anyway, I think he got off a little light because, I mean, you just don't do that, especially during Black History Month. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think about that.
Right.
I think he got off light. But I want to go back to one thing, and I'll get out your hair. You guys were talking about MJ and LeBron earlier. I just want to put this on your brain. I have Jordan as number one. And think about this. If you put Jordan in today's game, because he plays defense, he would probably average close to 50 points a game with his efficiency.
We agree.
I wouldn't
because
say 50.
Then,
I think he'd average 40. It would have been 40.
And pretty easily,
but
Chris, because they can't defend you.
Right. The lane is wide open. Once you get to the cup, you got one defender there. Maybe. I mean, really.
But then
look at his tape. It was six, seven defenders there.
But also think about this. They don't run plays like
pick and roll, drive and kick.
Yeah,
that's it.
Street, they ran an actual offense.
Right.
And they ran, you know, minutes and seconds, you know, off the clock. They didn't shoot it until it was about 10 seconds into the shot clock. Now you just got guys coming out, jacking up threes with 2 seconds off the shot clock. So Jordan would probably, like you said, he would average 40. It's not even close, man. He's the GOAT, man.
All right. That's our man. Good call. We appreciate you. All right. It is the Odd Couple. We got Dan Wokey, LA Times, coming up in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in Season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe,
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It, of course, is the iCouple. And our next guest covers the L.A. Lakers and the NBA for the L.A. Times. Does a terrific job. Dan Wokey. Dan, welcome to the iCouple.
Hey, Chris, Rob, just to be clear, as people who traffic in words, that was not really quite a brouhaha. I think it was more of either a shoving match or even maybe even a kerfuffle. I think is the way.
Kerfuffle seems to be the most popular word.
Yes,
kerfuffle seems to be the most popular word.
Yeah, I like a shoving match. It's the only. No, it's never a punching match, by the way. It's just like a good old fashioned shoving match.
Now, let's ask you this because Rob and I thought we agree. We think Juwan should have got suspended the rest of the season, like including the postseason.
Right, yes.
And like Big Ten tournament, if they get to, you know, NIT or whatever. But we don't think he should have been fired, but suspended the rest of the way. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does seem sort of like a half measure to do the rest of the regular season. You know, like five games is, yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things that you just can't. You just can't be the head coach of a college basketball team and act that way.
Right.
You just can't. And you know, I think we've seen some of the erosion of the, you know, these are educators and leaders of men, like, and some of that stuff, and like, good riddance to those labels, by the way. These are basketball coaches, and like, it's college basketball. This is very transactional. That being said, like, you know, an NBA, like, no professional, period, should act that way, and Juwan Howard should know better.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, speaking of professionals and acting a certain way, LeBron let his hair down in Cleveland, and I get
he
it,
did.
You know, he's back home, and I'm playing with Bronny no matter
machine.
Where I got to go, and I'm the GOAT, and I'm, you know, whatever it takes, I'm open to come back to Cleveland, and I'll get rid of all these good young players that they have and do whatever I got to do. Now, what do you make of LeBron? First off, I just find it weird that you have to tell people you're the GOAT when it was 2 years ago you were asking people for respect after you won the title. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think this weekend, Rob, you know, especially for me as someone who has covered like a mostly sort of quiet couple years of LeBron in L.A., like right. post-Anthony Davis trade, like this is sort of, you know, in a lot of ways what he's, I don't want to say best at, obviously, but he's very good at this, right? Which is sort of the subtle and sometimes not so subtle of like tweaking of an organization.
Right.
Telling them, like, get it together. And now, look, the irony in all of this, right, is that he played a major role.
Yes.
Like an underlined, bolded, up the font to 25 points, like a major role in this team being what it is today in terms of the offseason construction or whatnot, right? But, like, to me, this is a very clear message to the Lakers that says, I have one more year on my contract, right? You know, if you want me to sign an extension, if you want me to commit beyond that, like, you've got to commit to winning now. It is the ultimate sort of conundrum that you face, at least at this stage, with LeBron James. I was sitting here in Chicago talking to my father-in-law about this, and he said it's like, you know, teams have to operate on a 5 to 10 year scale, and LeBron James is operating on a 1 year scale.
Right.
And those two things just they don't work together. And so, you know, if you're in the LeBron James business, like, you probably can't be thinking about your 2027 first-round pick. You probably can't be thinking about your 2029 first-round pick. You need to use those to win now because, like, this dude isn't going to be here forever. He's definitely not going to be playing at this level forever. Because, guys, he's playing at the type of level that you need to wonder, you know, should we push all in with this guy? He's playing pretty great basketball.
But the only problem, Dan, though, is that he's playing great and it still doesn't translate to wins.
Doesn't matter.
Right, but you know what I'm saying. That's the hard part.
Totally. Yeah, no, you're totally right, Rob. And that's the thing is ultimately, right, like you look at the Lakers and you look at what their options ultimately were at the trade deadline, and they could have gotten marginally better, and they could have probably gotten marginally better in a few ways that didn't require them, you know, to trade a 2027 first-round pick. I had one GM tell me that, you know, like kind of the sin of Rob Pelinka was thinking too big at the trade deadline, that this was a team that, you know, outside of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook, we'll say, like, you know, because Russ is its own sort of issue, you know, could probably improve at every position, even just a little. You know, like if you just get a little bit better at a couple positions, you improve your chances, you know, in the playoffs. And maybe there were opportunities there. Like the one name that was floated to me, right, and this is going to sound ridiculous, and probably it is like a player like Ish Smith, right? Like a very just like.
Right. He's a good role player, though.
I say this with all due respect to a player that has had a nice NBA career. Just sort of a guy, right? But, like, I think, though, that this is a team that, you know, needs as many competent players as possible, to guys that are available, guys that won't hurt you, guys that can do things on both sides of the ball, and guys, when you play them, that don't create other problems because of their, you know, that to me is the story of this Lakers season, guys, is that it is a ship that takes on water from, you know, all sides, and if you pay attention, if you want to play a defensive lineup, great. Good luck scoring. You want to play an offensive lineup, great. Right. Good luck stopping anybody.
Right.
And it has just been a constant, you know, it's like watching Frank Vogel run from side to side trying to stop the flood from coming in.
And Dan, we got a minute left. Let me ask you this, because you said it, LeBron's kind of put it out there, hey, I got a year left on my deal, you know, after this season. And we, you know, they also need to make a decision by August, 4th, whether or not they should extend him or whatever. If LeBron hit the market, and you brought up, you know, it's a year-to-year thing when you have LeBron James, what type of market do you think there would be for him, whether it was free agent or in a trade?
It's a fascinating question, right? There's never really been a situation like this. You know, a player at his advanced age. Look, I think, you know, and I don't love doing this, but I mean, there should be a really strong market. Look what Tom Brady did for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, 1 year of LeBron James somewhere could have that same sort of impact on a team that is close, a team that has, you know, some of the right pieces around. I mean, like, this guy is still an incredibly dynamic player, an incredibly gifted. I mean, what he's doing offensively this year, Chris, is ridiculous, right? Like, he might lead the league in scoring.
Right.
Like, you know, at 37 years old, he might lead the NBA in scoring this year. So, people will want him, but then all of a sudden now, all of those teams then have to face that same sort of impossible question, which is like, how do we best put ourselves in a position to win today without, you know, submarining, you know, our 10-year future or 5-year future? And it's hard. It's tricky.
All right. That's our man, Dan Wokey. You can read him in the LA Times. Does a terrific job of covering the Lakers and the league. Dan, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, brother. Peace. Chris Paul out. 6 to 8 weeks, I should say. Are the Phoenix Suns in trouble? We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Bye, Felicia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And when you got real credit card questions, you want a real person. Look, I've been there. I've needed answers. I wanted to know what in the world is going on. I needed to be fixed. And I get somebody who's across the globe in a whole nother country, not knowing what I'm doing, what I'm talking about. And it's just ridiculous. All right.
Be careful.
You need someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. And so Discover, they offer helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7, 365. All right. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Rob, did you see the news about Chris Paul?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So what do you think this means for the Suns? He's out 6 to 8 weeks with the thumb injury. Now, he played a little bit in the All-Star game, only 2 minutes. I guess he really wanted to get in and just say he played. Maybe, you know, top 75
Yeah, he
players
wanted to
there.
Be a part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, which is fine. Right. Yeah, it was literally 2 minutes. But I don't know. I mean, I think the Suns will be able to hold off. They're 6.5 games ahead of second place Golden State. He had a similar injury on the left hand in 2017. Same, it was a different injury, but same prognosis as far as coming back in 6 to 8 weeks. He ended up coming back in 5.5 weeks and played well.
Well,
and
he's a little older now, right?
So yeah, he's actually been healthier now. I think he said he's gone to a vegan diet. You know, he's been an Iron Man the last couple years. But I think they'll be fine. I think whether they hold on for the number one seed or not, I think they will. But even if they don't, I with him coming back right before the playoffs, Rob, maybe it'll end up being even a blessing in disguise for them because it'll give him time to, you know, make sure he's rested and, you know, ready for the playoff run.
Yeah, it could work that way, or, you know, it could throw off what they got going and their –
They got a heck of a rhythm, you're right.
Yeah, you know, like the team is playing well and everybody knows their roles and what they're doing. And so you hate to break that up and take away a guy for that long. You know, like it ain't right. 2 or 3 weeks. This is significant. Yeah, I think that it's not ideal, but they'll have to, like, work their way through it. They're deep enough and have a good enough team, Chris, to be able to work through it. They're not going to collapse. This is not going to be like when Brooklyn lost Durant and Harden wasn't playing and they lost, what, 11 in a row? You know what I mean? And nothing right. of that ilk. But right. Definitely a blow to the Suns.
You know what else, Rob? He wasn't the front runner, but Chris was in the discussion for MVP.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because they're having such a great year. Nikola Jokic, who's having a phenomenal season, they're the sixth seed in Denver. You know, only one player since, like, in the last 40 years has won MVP with such, you know, anything out of the top four seeds
right.
in his conference. And that was Westbrook when he averaged a triple-double. Luka's the fifth seed, having a great year. Steph has been down for the last 2 months as far as his projection.
Chris,
now, could what he did yesterday – you know, send him on a tear? As much as I don't think he should be the MVP just because, again, for 2 months he's been down, if he went on a tear, Rob, over this last, you know, what, 25 games or so, he could get easily get back in the running because people just think
he could get back in the running. But it was also an all-star game where no one's defending you or put, you know what I mean, like –
No, I'm not. Yeah, I get that, but I'm just saying if that sparks sparks him to go on a hot streak,
right?
You know, just like something sparked him to go on a cold streak.
Because that
know?
Cold streak after he set the 3-point record has been like
right.
unbelievable how poorly he shot.
Well, by his standards, yeah, right, by his standards. Right. But then my point is, if you look at the East, Giannis, they're the fifth seed. Durant's hurt, so he's not going to be the MVP. Embiid is the front runner, I'd say. But he's already missed 12 games. What if he ends up missing, you know, 20?
And there's always a chance that he could miss more,
right?
Given
right.
his history and
so
health.
it's interesting. And Rob, I guess it's unfortunate, but we've got to get used to this. Guys are missing so many games, whether it's injury, low management,
more so than I've ever remembered.
Yes,
Chris. And I hate to be like the old man, get off my lawn guy, but it's like. It's so depressing. Like I just
can't
believe.
Well, it's bad for big games on TV.
Yes.
The national games.
We've been denied. We couldn't really see even like, you know, we've missed most of Kawhi the last couple of years. Like, I wanted to see him with the group. You know, I really did, Chris. I just
Kawhi has become almost a forgotten man.
Right. I saw him there at, you know.
Right.
He was there, and he wasn't in a wheelchair, so I'm glad that there's a chance that he's.
I don't think he'll be back this year.
Yeah, on the men.
I wouldn't even bring him back. I mean, I guess you could argue, hey, the West and the whole league is more open than ever, but.
You know what, Chris? I'm like this. If he's healthy, he should play. Because if he's healthy, now, if you're trying to push the issue and he's not healthy, then I'm with you.
Right.
Once you're healthy, you should get back out there and play. I do believe that.
Well, look, and again, we don't want to be the old man.
You can wait
lawn.
Till next year and he could get hurt in game one. You know what I mean? Right. If his injury's going
to
happen.
Right. Jordan would push to play. Magic would push to play. It wouldn't even be a question. But
I'm healthy. I'm playing. Right.
Right. Right. But we'll see. I think ultimately they'll be good. I still think they got to be the favorites in the West. Unless Golden State, you know, we'll see when they get Draymond back, James Wiseman, what they can do. But, yeah, Phoenix to me looks like the best team in the West for sure. And I still like Milwaukee. I like Milwaukee now, Rob, with all the changes. In the East, but, hey, it's exciting. Let's see what Philadelphia does. You know, I'm sure James Harden will be back after the All-Star break. Hopefully Ben Simmons will. That'll be interesting, Rob. Let's see. What effect he can have on Brooklyn. All right, iCouple, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them?
Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.